Konnichiwa, welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 183. Today in this episode, we will learn about bakari de naku, which means not only A, but also B. Now let's go. Verb, plain form, plus bakari de naku, plus 何々も. E adjective, plus bakari de naku, plus 何々も. Na adjective or noun, plus na bakari de naku, plus 何々も. Or noun or na adjective, plus である, plus bakari de naku, plus 何々も. This means not only A, but also B. It is used when you want to say not only A all the time, but also B. It can be used for both positive and negative things. It often expresses a surprising feeling. For example, this restaurant is not only delicious, but also inexpensive, so it is popular. This restaurant is delicious will be このレストランは美味しいです。このレストランは美味しいです。So put together with ばかりでなく、このレストランは美味しいばかりでなく、inexpensive is 値段が安い。値段が安い。So we will change が into も。値段も安い。It is popular is 人気があります。人気があります。このレストランは美味しいばかりでなく、値段も安いので人気があります。このレストランは美味しいばかりでなく、値段も安いので人気があります。That movie was not only interesting in terms of story, but also had great music. The movie had an interesting story will be その映画はストーリーが面白い。After this, we will put ばかりでなく。Music is 音楽。音楽。Great is 素晴らしい。素晴らしい。Past tense is 素晴らしかった。その映画はストーリーが面白いばかりでなく、音楽も素晴らしかったです。その映画はストーリーが面白いばかりでなく、音楽も素晴らしかったです。She is not only intelligent, but also good at sports. Intelligent is 頭がいい。頭がいい。After this, we will put ばかりでなく。Good at sports is スポーツが得意です。We will change が into も。スポーツも得意です。彼女は頭がいいばかりでなく、スポーツも得意です。彼女は頭がいいばかりでなく、スポーツも得意です。This hotel is not only close to the station, but also has spacious and comfortable rooms. This hotel is close to the station will be このホテルは駅から近い。After this, we will put ばかりでなく。Room is 部屋、部屋。Spacious is 広い、広い。Comfortable is 快適、快適。So, spacious and comfortable will be 広くて快適です。広くて快適です。このホテルは駅から近いばかりでなく、部屋も広くて快適です。このホテルは駅から近いばかりでなく、部屋も広くて快適です。That singer not only has a beautiful voice, but is also good at dancing. That singer has a beautiful voice will be その歌手は声がきれい。So 声 means voice, きれい is beautiful. After this, we will put ばかりでなく。Good at dancing isダンスが上手です。We will change particle が into particle も。ダンスも上手です。その歌手は声がきれいなばかりでなく、 ダンスも上手です。その歌手は声がきれいなばかりでなく、ダンスも上手です。
We can also replace this particle も into まで or さえ。For example,Not only can Mr. Tanaka speak English, but he can also speak French. Mr. Tanaka can speak English will be
田中さんは日本語が話せる。
After this, we will put ばかりでなく。He can speak French is フランス語が話せます。So here, we can use particle も or までorさえ。So it becomes
田中さんは英語が話せるばかりでなくフランス語も話せます。
Or
田中さんは英語が話せるばかりでなくフランス語まで話せます。
Or
田中さんは英語が話せるばかりでなくフランス語さえ話せます。
Let's do another example. Not only is he handsome, he has a good personality. He is handsome is
彼はかっこいい。彼はかっこいい。
After this, we will put ばかりでなく。Good personality is
性格がいいです。
So let's use these three patterns.
彼はかっこいいばかりでなく、性格もいいです。
Or,
彼はかっこいいばかりでなく、性格までいいです。
Or,
彼はかっこいいばかりでなく、性格さえいいです。
Colloquially, ばかりじゃなく is used. Now, let's make some example sentences. This is a conversation between A and B. A says,This movie is so emotional. Emotional is
感動する。この映画感動するね。この映画感動するね。
And then B says, Yeah, it's not only moving, but also has amazing music. Moving or emotional is
感動する。
So after this, we will put
ばかりじゃなく。
It has amazing music. Is
音楽が素晴らしい。
So we will change particle が into particle も。
感動するばかりじゃなく、音楽も素晴らしいよね。感動するばかりじゃなく、音楽も素晴らしいよね。
Let's make another example. This is a conversation between A and B. A says, This hotel has spacious room.
Room is 部屋。
Spacious is 広い。
このホテル、部屋が広いね。このホテル、部屋が広いね。
And then B says, Yeah, not only it is spacious, but the view is also amazing. The view is amazing is
景色が最高だ。景色が最高だ。
So it becomes
広いばかりじゃなく、景色も最高だよ。広いばかりじゃなく、景色も最高だよ。
Today we learn about ばかりでなく、plus 何々も。It is used when you want to say not only A all the time, but also B. It can be used for both positive and negative things. We can also replace particle も into
made or sae.
So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。